AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Firefighters are still battling a stubborn blaze that has shut down production of washers, dryers, and refrigerators at General Electric's Appliance Park in Louisville, Kentucky, a sprawling manufacturing center that employs thousands of people.
Don't have a cause, no injuries, and we do understand this is information from the command post that the building is used to warehouse plastic material.
Sal Melendez, a spokesman for the Louisville Fire Department, says folks who live within a half a mile of Building 6 at Appliance Park are being advised to stay indoors because of noxious smoke coming from that fire. The six-alarm blaze is not the only emergency confronting Louisville.
Around Louisville, we received by far the most rain, about 6 to 7 inches in most parts of the metro area.
Mayor Gregory Fisher is asking folks to use common sense when trying to get around.
This morning, as I drove around the city, I saw multiple incidences of this, of deep water with cars stranded and stuck in them.
A mother and child are missing tonight in eastern Kentucky. It's believed they were swept away by a creek that became a raging river. Relatives are searching for loved ones amidst 148 bodies brought to Nairobi from a massacre at a college in eastern Kenya. A man searching for his nephew says the young man's cell phone was switched off the night before the attack, and relatives haven't heard from him since.
Up to now, we haven't had any communication. That's why we are here to check on whether we locate him, maybe one of the bodies.
President Obama telephoned Kenya's president today to express his condolences. He says the killings by the terrorist group Al-Shabaab will not deter him from visiting his father's homeland in July. Sarah Brady, the widow of President Reagan's press secretary, died today of pneumonia at 73. This is AP Radio News. A total lunar eclipse should be visible early Saturday morning along the West Coast.
An eclipse can last as long as 15 minutes. You'll have to time it right to see this eclipse.
With this one at 5 minutes being the shortest of our century.
Mitzi Adams at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center says, weather permitting, the eclipsed moon should appear reddish-orange.
Because it's happening so close to the time when the moon is setting, the best thing to do is make sure that you have a good view of the western horizon.
In the west, the eclipse should be seen. In the Midwest, the moon will be close to setting. The eastern half of North America will miss out on the total eclipse. I'm Ed Donahue.
A South Carolina sailor who was rescued from his overturned sailboat yesterday after spending 66 days in the Atlantic has gone home from a hospital in Norfolk, Virginia, to spend Easter with his parents. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.